Alright, it's vacation time. It's time for another Far Podcast Host. So I'll be reviewing Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 7. This is the season finale of the 7th season of the HBO Fantasy Television series Game of Thrones. First aired on August 27, 2017. And it's called The Dragon and the Wolf. And the title episode reverses the sigils of House Targaryen, the Dragon, and House Stark, the Wolf, and their newfound alliance between Daenerys and Jon Snow. So let me go into this one. King's Landing, Cersei, Daenerys, and entourages meet. The Hound and Jon successfully use the captured White to prove the existence of the threat posed by the White Walkers. Cersei agrees to help against the dead on the condition that Jon remain neutral between the queens, but he retracts her support when Jon affirms that he has already sworn himself to Daenerys. Tyrion goes alone to confront Cersei. He explains that Cersei that Daenerys wanted to destroy King's Landing until Tyrion persuaded her not to. During the conversation, he realizes Cersei is pregnant. Cersei returns to the parley and agrees to send their entire army to fight north to fight the Wild Walkers. Jaime prepares to mobilize the army, but Cersei reveals that she lied and will not join Daenerys and Jon's cause. Euron left for Essos to transport the Golden Company, with which he will fight presumably a weakened faction that wins the Great War. Jaime is disgusted and refuses to break his word. He abandons her and rides north alone as the snow begins to fall on King's Landing. On Dragonstone, Daenerys' party returns and plans to travel to Winterfell. Jorah advises Daenerys to fly a dragon there to avoid any potential assassination attempts, but she decides to travel by sea and land with Jon, in hopes of garnering popular support. Theon seeks guidance from Jon and declares that they both preserve Ned's legacy. Theon decides to save Yara. He defeats the leader of the remaining Ironborn objects in a brutal fight, and then the others join Theon. At Winterfell, Sansa and Littlefinger discuss Arya's actions. Littlefinger advises Sansa to always assume others have the worst possible motive. Sansa summons Arya before the Lords of the North and the Vale, and then stuns Littlefinger by accusing him of murder and treason, which Bran corroborates. Finding no allies in the crowd, Littlefinger begs for mercy, but Arya executes him. Sam arrives at Winterfell with his family. Bran tells him that Jon's real parents were Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark. Sam reveals information from the High Septon's journal, in secret. Rhaegar's marriage to Ella Marchell was annulled, and he married Lyanna. Bran determines that, as Rhaegar's legitimate son, Jon is the heir to the Iron Throne, and a threat to Daenerys in the process. In the Nosy, Tyrion witnesses Jon Snow entering Daenerys' cabin. Jon and Daenerys give in to their feelings to each other and have sex. At Eastwatch, Gendarmer's army arrives at Eastwatch. When the Night King appears riding Viserion, Tormund orders the defenders to evacuate. Breathing blue fire, Viserion destroys Eastwatch section of the wall, allowing the White Walkers to finally invade the Seven Kingdoms. Awesome stuff here. Two domes way up. It sets up Season 7 fantastically. Now you see just how powerful the threat is. And then, like, everybody's, like, allied except for, like, one person. Maybe, like, two factions. I mean, it's amazing stuff here. And Littlefinger finally got what he deserved. Great stuff. Two thumbs way up. Peace, peace, have a good one. Podcast, Quinn, Sandy, myself, Swarm, Suited On, our producer, G's. Peace, have a good one.